Susie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, why is it that we do tend to get hungry a little early for lunch?
There's a few reasons. Sometimes we've had our breakfast really early. Sometimes the breakfast hasn't had the right mix. And sometimes we have really high energy demands and we're actually better to eat almost early and have a second lunch, particularly for people who have those really long working days where they may leave the house at 6 a.m. and then not be back again till 7. You know, that's a number of hours to go, and really we're better to pace ourselves with bigger meals rather than snacking all day, which tends to put our diets off track.
So, I've started hearing at least about sort of the new eating fad, which is fasting for the first half of the day. Now, I'm not a breakfast person, and everyone has always said breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I get nausea in the morning, so I find myself unable to eat breakfast, and I wind up fasting until later in the day anyway. How realistic is this new proposed eating fad, and how important is a good breakfast?
Well, it really depends on what your goals are, because when you look at the evidence about intermittent fasting regimes, whether it's 12-hour fast overnight or even longer, having a period of very low-calorie eating, is that the evidence shows the benefits are for the inflammatory markers in the body, so things like high insulin levels, blood pressure, cholesterol. Why there is some associated weight loss, it's not 20 kilos, it might be a couple of kilos, because it gives you a bit of a metabolic boost. But if you're fit, lean, healthy, it may not work for you at all, because really you don't need any of those benefits. And so actually starving yourself can do more damage than good. So it really comes down to the individual. And absolutely, if it doesn't suit someone to have breakfast, as long as it doesn't mean skipping breakfast leads to them overeating later in the day, if that works for them, that's fine. But that's not my experience. My experience is that people who have breakfast late in the day then tend to get a rebound hunger at 4 o'clock, and then eat more calories at night. That's why they're not hungry in the morning. They're overeating later in the day. Now, metabolically, that's not good for us. That's linked to weight gain long term. So even though we describe not feeling hungry at breakfast time, it's often our habits in the evening, the night before, which are predicting that hunger, because naturally the body is programmed on a 24-hour circadian rhythm and we should be hungry when we wake up.
Right, so it's too much late-night snacking, which has had me off my breakfast.
Possibly, you know, and if you're having dinner late or we're having our heaviest meal in the second half of the day, which tends to happen by chance, particularly when we've had light breakfast and lunches, you know, then we don't wake up hungry because we haven't had the 10 to 12 hours overnight without food we need, because instead of having dinner at 6 or 7, we're having it at 8 or 9, and then we wonder why we're not hungry the next morning, and it's just because we've had too much too late the day before.
Susie, how much does getting proper exercise tie into the timing of when we get hungry and how much we get hungry?
Of course, it's one of the primary things apart from our natural metabolism, because how much exercise we do or how much we're moving our muscles determines how much glucose we're burning from those muscles and basically how much energy we're using. So, of course, the more you move, the more often you're going to feel hungry because the muscle and the natural energy cycle is burning calories as it should be. It's when many of us spend hours and hours sitting down as part of our daily work, our commute, getting home from work tired, sitting again. That completely disrupts the cycle because we're never let to deplete those energy stores and we never get really hungry. But of course we keep eating, and that's why many of us are out of whack and why people will describe getting benefits from intermittent fasting, because sometimes it just gives us a break from eating, which we're not that familiar with.
Mm. And so back to early lunches and finding yourself getting a little bit hungry or succumbing to hunger a little bit earlier in the day. Are there sorts of things that we should be doing or should consider in terms of trying to curb our hunger and give ourselves a bit of a better eating structure?
Well, the first thing is to make sure the first meal that you do consume, whether it's at 7 a.m. or 9 a.m., is substantial. So it's got 300-400 calories, it's got a decent amount of protein from some eggs or some Greek yogurt, and a certain amount of carbohydrate from some whole grain bread or fruit. You know, it's a substantial meal that's going to keep you full for the period of time it should, not just a cup of coffee or a slice of banana bread or a bagel, which is going to leave you hungry an hour or two later. So that's the first thing. The next thing is, if you have a massive day and you do start really early, you're at the gym at 6 a.m. and you're having a breakfast then, you know, it's reasonable that by 10, 11 o'clock, you will be hungry. So the decision is, should you eat your lunch then and have a second lunch? Or what can you snack on that's going to be filling for the next couple of hours just so you get to lunch, but doesn't overdo it. You're not going to consume too many calories then. So some examples of light snacks that will just top you up for a couple of hours to get to 12 or 1 o'clock are things like a small coffee, a cafe latte or a cappuccino that will just tide you over, a slice of cheese, maybe with some fruit, a handful of nuts. Small things that won't completely blow out your calories, because what we tend to do is we go to the cafe and we order a smoothie or a banana bread or a muffin, thinking it's a light snack, but they're massive. They've got more calories than a meal, and that's where we go wrong. So if you are going to just snack rather than have a meal at 11, you want it to be small enough, just 100 or 200 calories to tide you over. But on the other hand, and something I find works better for most office workers if they've got those big days, is having a lunch early, then getting out of the office, doing a bit of a walk, doing a bit of shopping, moving a little bit, then come 2 or 3, maybe have the other half of lunch, have half of a big sandwich, a little bit of salad, some soup, some crackers with some topping. And if you split the lunch, you'll feel satisfied for the whole rest of the day. You won't get those terrible hunger cravings at 3 or 4 o'clock, which again often sees you craving sugar and down at the vending machine or the fundraising chocolates or the supermarket to get a treat. You'll eliminate the need to do that when you've had 2 substantial meals during the day.
Well, there we go. I've certainly got my plan worked out from here on out. Susie, thanks so much for joining me this morning to offer a bit of an explanation and some guidelines on how we should be eating.
Thank you.